Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
What's up, dudes and dudettes, homes and homettes? I can't think of any others. Men and women, ladies and gentlemen, that whole shebang. Hey, I'm by myself for the next 2.5 weeks. Let's increase these podcast downloads, hey? Josiah's gone on holidays. I'd love it if he came back and I was like, hey, did you know that thousands and thousands of people more downloaded the podcast than when you're on the show? It'd be great. So tell your friends. You know, they don't even have to listen to it. Just get them to download it. That's all we need. But today's show was a bit of fun. I speak to Rob Palmer. You know, he's the dude from Better Homes and Gardens and a whole bunch of other TV shows. Now, he's a published author. He's written a book on being a dad and some dad hacks. You know me, I love a life hack, so this is a fun chat for me. I enjoy it very much. Also, what fell on you? A couple in Queensland had something fall on them that involves animals reproducing. That's all I'm going to say. It's a cracking story. Also, unusual things you spend heaps on. I'm mad about what people are spending lots on, so I'm going to be going into that very soon as well. Enjoy the catch up. I'll speak to you again by myself tomorrow.
This is... Are we ready?
The catch up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
I don't often think about animals making love, but it's a weird way to start a talk break. But this morning I have... Because I've read a story that has grabbed my attention, and it's about a couple who are up in Queensland just sitting in their house, minding their own business. Don't worry, that's not where I'm not going to the making love thing with them. But they were sitting in their house, right, and all of a sudden something fell through their roof, and they were like, oh, God, what's that? Turns out what fell through their roof was a couple of snakes, and these weren't just any snakes. These were snakes in the heat of the moment. You know, making love, as we'll call it. Going at it. But apparently when snakes make love, it's a little bit different. They get very aggressive because apparently the more aggressive the snake, the more attractive they are to the suitor, I guess. I don't know. Now, these snakes were massive. Together they weighed 40 kilos. So it's a decent, you know, that's like nearly me. I mean, I'm not quite 40 kilos, but close enough. I'm doing the F45 challenge, whatever. Anyway, so these two are going at it. They come through the roof down onto this Queensland couple. It's not okay. It's the stuff nightmares are made of, particularly if you're someone who's scared of snakes. So they got them out, all good. But it got me thinking about the things that have fallen on you because often you get hit by strange things. For me, I remember where I was at a party when I was a kid. We were all playing around the netball ring, right? And you know how netball rings are a bit shaky if you don't put a couple of bricks on the bottom of them? Well, unfortunately, there were no bricks on the bottom of this one, so I'm just shooting, you know, shooting some hoops, as you do. Turn around to, you know, revel in the shot that I just got in, and all of a sudden, the netball ring comes crashing down right on top of my head. Didn't get knocked out, because I'm a legend, of course, and probably wasn't quite as bad as a couple of frisky snakes, but you know what? It didn't tickle. I'm not going to lie, it did not tickle at all. So, I want to talk about this morning, Goulburn Valley, 13, 12, 16. What fell on you? Was it some snakes doing the business? If it was, I'd love to hear it firsthand. Or was it something like a netball ring? Or was it just a bug? Was it a dropping from a bird from the sky? 13, 12, 16, I'll take your calls next. Let's go to Dave from Shep. Dave, did something fall on you, bud?
Yeah, it did. So I was in a youth hostel when I was backpacking for a little while there, and it was a bunk bed, and my mate is a pretty restless sleeper, and the top bunk fell on me.
The whole bunk?
The whole bunk. Oh, like, there was one screw left, I think, attached. So three quarters of the bunk, we'll call it. Yeah.
That is genuinely my nightmare. I remember when I used to sleep in a bunk bed, I'd always have to go top bunk because I knew that one day they'd collapse. That is insane. Did you get hurt at all?
Yeah, I did. I sort of had a bit of a cut above my eye, and it didn't look great.
Sounds like you came off well, though. You could have literally died.
I know. Yeah, dodged a bullet.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Oh my God, that's amazing. Well, congratulations on surviving. Thanks so much for your call.
Cheers, see ya.
It kind of actually sounds like Dave's mate was. Nah. Just kidding. Hey, feel free to keep those stories coming. Get in touch anytime. Hit GV on Insta. Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I want to tell you a story that's broken this morning. It's broken the internet because I'm outraged. Iggy Azalea, you know her. She's the one who sings this one. I'm so fancy. She's put out a post on Instagram telling us that she just, you know, was in her hotel room and decided to order a ham and cheese toasty. And next minute, the toasty arrived along with the bill. And she realised that the toasty was a little bit more expensive than she had anticipated. It cost her $93. $93 for a ham and cheese toasty. Because once you apparently add on the service cost and $10 for cutlery, you don't even need cutlery to eat a toasty, Iggy. It cost her $93. Absolutely outrageous. A hotel in Las Vegas. Unbelievable. So I thought, I wonder how much we're charging here in the Goulburn Valley for our ham and cheese toasties. You know, like surely it's not near $93. Could it be? So I've decided to conduct a little bit of a survey this morning and give a whole bunch of cafes in the Goulburn Valley a bit of a call and just get a bit of an insight into what exactly we're charging. So I'm going to go through a bunch of towns and test it out. All right, here we go. Let's give them a call.
Molson Sacred Kobe speaking.
Hello. I was just wondering, do you guys serve ham and cheese toasties?
Yes, we do.
How much do you sell them for, just out of interest?
I'll just have a look. Don't know that one off the top of my head.
That's okay, no worries.
$5.50.
What a bargain. Okay, great. Good to know. It's just a standard ham, cheese, bit of butter.
Bread toasted, yep.
Yeah, nice. Can you choose between white or wholemeal?
We've got white, wholemeal and multigrain.
Oh, my goodness. Some sport for choice. All right, that is good to know. Thank you so much.
No worries.
All right, let's move on and see what Shepparton is charging for their ham and cheese toasties. Hello, Lemon Tree Cafe. How much do you guys charge?
It's going to be $6.90.
$6.90, so not quite the $93 that Iggy's paying?
Nah, sorry.
Do you know what? Yours sounds like a better deal. All right, thank you. That's all I needed to know this morning. I can sleep well now.
All right, thank you, Ellie.
Okay, let's give Benalla a try.
Rustic Cafes, this is Georgia speaking.
Hello. I'm just ringing around a few cafes this morning and doing a quick little survey to find out how much you charge for a ham and cheese toasty.
We don't actually do toasties,
you
sorry.
Don't do them, no.
We've got like pork neck ones, but they're like, yeah, not quite the same.
Oh, wow. They sound fancy. How much do you charge for one of those?
$10.50.
All right, great. Let's try Kai Abram now.
Morning, Kai Bakery. Louise speaking.
Hello. I was just wondering, do you guys serve ham and cheese toasties?
Yes, we do.
How much do you serve them for, just out of interest? How much do they cost?
So $5.
$5, what a bargain. Do you know of anywhere in Kai Abram that has them for more expensive?
Why?
It's Ellie from the radio here. I'm just doing a bit of a survey on the local Goulburn Valley cafes and bakeries and finding out who's got the most expensive toasty. At the moment, you're doing pretty well. You're one of the cheapest.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
It is good to know. There you go. How much would you personally pay for a toasty? More than $5, or is that what you cut off?
That'd be about it.
That'd be about
a couple of, yeah. A couple of slices of bread and ham and cheese isn't that expensive to put together.
You're so right. Okay, well, thank you so much for your insight. It's been valuable survey data that I've collected this morning.
No worries.
There you go, Goulburn Valley. We are way better off than this chick. $93. You can practically buy 10 for $93. So, Las Vegas ain't got nothing on us.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I need to do a quick little vent. I'm a little bit angry about something. And that is these Woolworths Ooshies that seem to be taking over the world. First it was Coles Minis, now it's Woolworths Ooshies. I'm not going to lie, I've never collected any of them. But the other day I was at Woolies and I was like, I'm going to see what all the fuss is about. I got one. I got myself a lion thing, a Simba, I think it was. Opened it and thought, yeah, all right, cool. Is that all there is to it? Does it, you know, can I eat it? Or does it do something? No, it doesn't do anything. It just sits there. But people are going crazy for them. And there's these 100 rare furry lions that have been released by Woolworths around the country. And they're marketing them as being ultra rare. And so people are going crazy for them. Some have found them and put them on eBay and tried to sell them. One person got a bid accepted for an Ooshie, $100,000. That's how much this person was willing to pay for it. I mean, if that's not someone who's too rich, I don't know what is. as it turns out, the buyer fell through conveniently. I feel like it was probably a situation where, you know, someone's kid got their credit card and got their eBay login details and put this offer in and didn't ever intend on collecting. Or at least I hope so. But then I got thinking about the weird stuff people spend money on, because really, people spend money on some weird, weird things. You know, like weird hobbies and stuff, which is fine. Each to their own. It's your money. You spend it on whatever you want to spend it on. But that's what I want to talk about this morning. If you want to spend $100,000 on an Ooshie, by all means, go for it. Maybe give some to charity too, though, while you're at it. You know, just do something good with your money. 13, 12, 16. Is there something weird that you spend money on? It doesn't have to be weird to you. It might be completely normal. But to other people, they might be like, oh, do you know what? Maybe put that money towards your mortgage. I want you to own it this morning. Own your weird, expensive hobbies and give me a call. 13, 12, 16. For me, I just did the maths. I reckon I'd probably spend, let's call it $3.50 a day on Coke Zero or Coke No Sugar, now that Coke Zero doesn't exist anymore. Don't get me started on that. If I times that by 365, $1,277 a year on Coke Zero. I get a coffee every morning from Macca's on the way into work. It's another $1,200 a year. My goodness. It's concerning. But I stand by the fact it's not as weird as spending money on Ooshies. So 13, 12, 16, give me a call. I want to hear the weird stuff you spend your money on. Well, let's go to Nick from Cobram. Now, Nick, you tried to play our movie-okey game before and failed, but you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, do you spend money on something weird, bud?
Yeah, spend it on ringing the radio station to try win some free movie tickets.
But don't you get free calls in this day and age, or are you still a prepaid type of customer?
Yeah.
Oh, Nick, I know. You've tried to get through for our movie-okey thing twice now, and you keep getting it wrong.
I'll win it by the end of the week.
Exactly. How much does it cost to make a call, do you reckon? 25 cents?
Oh, yeah, about that.
Think of that when you win the movie tickets, the free double pass, you know? That 25 cents will be nothing.
I'm gonna win that. I will win.
You will win. I agree. I've got faith in you. Keep trying. You can try again tomorrow. In the meantime, we should probably hang up this call because it's probably costing you, right?
Yeah,
thanks for your call, Nick.
Cheers, have a good one.
All right, let's move on to Sarah from Shep. Sarah, are you spending money on something weird?
Yeah, I am really obsessed with essential oils. And my husband and I were doing our finances, and I've spent like $450 in the last 2 months on oils.
2 months? Jeez, what do you do with it? Just chuck it in a bath or something? How does it work?
Have them around the house and stuff like that. Like, I have allergies, so it's good for me, but I did get carried away with all the different smells.
What's your favourite, just quickly? What's your favourite flavour?
Oh, can't go past a good lavender. But, it's like the Ooshies for adults.
You know lavender's free if you just pick it from the sidewalk, right?
Straight down.
Thanks for your call, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right, that makes me feel slightly better about my Coke Zero addiction, I guess. Should probably spend money on my bills, though, hey?
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
If you're a father, listen up, because this could be the thing for you. There's a new book out at the moment. It's called Dad Hacks, and basically it gives you all the tips and tricks you need to navigate your way through fatherhood. Now, the author of it is television's own Rob Palmer. He joins me now. Morning, Rob.
Hi, Ellie. How are you, mate?
I'm well, thank you. Now, tell us a bit about this book. How does a builder go from becoming an author, firstly?
Yeah. Well, I became a dad first, and then I guess I realised that a lot of the stuff that my dad said with me was becoming apparent in the way I did things with my kids. And I just, you know, I just had all these memories come back. I was talking with a couple of guys, really, about, you know, A, B and C, all this great stuff I do with the kids. And they said, mate, you should write a book with all this stuff in. And I went, yeah, that is a great idea. So it sort of all just evolved from that. And I guess it's not all about DIY. I'm known, I guess, largely for doing DIY on Better Homes and Gardens for many years. But this is more about, I guess, engaging the kids and creating fun and memories with them that they'll take through their lives and will last a lifetime for everyone.
Yeah, right. Now, I've just read like a little bit of a rundown of what's in the book, and you've got given a whole bunch of life hacks and kind of dad hacks. There's one in here that I've got to ask you about. Stopping your shoes from smelling. Apparently that's something you address in the book.
Yeah.
Can you give me the answer to that? How do you do that?
There's always a culprit in the family, right?
Yes.
That shoes don't quite smell like roses.
Yeah.
Just grab a tea bag, drop it in those boots, and before you know it, the smell evaporates. Tea bags almost soak it up as well as permeating the boots. And then you can almost leave your boots anywhere and they're not going to offend anyone.
How on earth did you stumble across that little trick? Did it just fall in your boot one day?
Well, kind of. There was one time, there's another one in there, how to make your car smell nice. Because, you know, cars can smell rank, especially when you go to the beach or you go swimming, there's wet towels, wet cozzies, a little bit of old food from the kids in the back seat. So what we did, my wife and I got in a taxi one day and all of a sudden we smelled like lavender. I thought, this is amazing. It's the first time I've ever been in a cab that I didn't feel like throwing up myself. And the guy just said, mate, I just do this. And he pulled out this packet of refill laundry liquid.
Oh, my goodness. That's life-changing. You could do that with everything. You could chuck it in your drawers at home and in your cupboards and the whole shebang.
Well, you don't have to put a hole in the bag. The smell of the lavender or whatever flavour you've gone for with your liquid, it just permeates through the plastic somehow.
Oh, Rob Palmer, you're onto a winner here. I'm going to use that as soon as I get home. I'm not even a dad and I'm going to use one of your dad hacks.
there's other stuff like massage from your kids. And this is stuff that you lie on the ground next to a table. I get my five-year-old to walk up and down my back. Give it 10 cents.
I used to do that with my sister. I used to tell her, you're going to be a physio when you grow up, so you should probably practice your massage techniques. 20 cents, and I get like half an hour. It was great.
Yeah, so there's no end to it. It's all very different stuff. Strapping an ankle, how to strap an ankle properly. Every dad should know it. Loading the birthday calendar so that you never forget anyone's birthday. Suitcase IDs. There's heaps of stuff. I've got some old footy jerseys that my wife won't let me wear anymore, and I'm currently cutting out squares to make into a doona cover.
When did you learn to knit?
Not knitting, it's sewing. Different thing.
Still, both are equally as impressive for a dad to be able to do.
Well, look, my dad is the seamstress of our family as well. He used to do a living for us. Mum couldn't sew to save a life, but dad was the guy you went to.
There you go. All right, well, it seems like there's a whole wealth of knowledge to be learnt from this book. Do you feel superior over other dads when you do the school pickup and stuff now? Now that you're a published author on being a dad, do you feel superior?
Nah, there is absolutely no superiority. I'm learning every day and I learn that, you know, I've got something to learn from my kids each time they throw a curveball at me. By the way, you can throw a good curveball by wrapping half a tennis ball with electrical tape and then spin bowling has never been so easy.
Oh my God, you sound like the Australian cricket team. They love just chucking things on their cricket balls too.
Yeah, well, that's right. I think I might even have good uses for sandpaper in there somewhere too.
Yeah,
smart things to do with sandpaper, not involving cricket balls.
All righty, Rob Palmer. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Make sure you get around that book, Dad Hacks. Where can people get it from, Rob?
All good bookstores.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me.
Nice one, Ellie. See you, pal.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.